You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Remember a Charity Week is often used as a time to have conversations about legacy giving and finding out how gifts in wills provide vital funding for good causes. I'm joined now by Luke McDonald, RNIB Senior Support Experience Manager. Luke, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been through the experience yourself, Luke. How did you feel about writing a will? What made you sort of get on and do it in the first place?
I suppose I was like a lot of people. I knew I should have a will, but it was one of those things I just kept putting off. I don't mind saying I'm only 39. So you do think I've got plenty of time to sort that. And if I'm honest, who really wants to sit down and think about what happens when they die? It's not exactly on top of your to-do list. But when I actually did it, it wasn't nearly as daunting as I built it up to be. It actually made me think much more about my life rather than my death. I've worked since I was young, and I've worked hard for what I've got. My home, property, savings, pension, and even a few personal things I own. I want to decide what happens to those things. And more importantly, there are people in my life I care about, and I wouldn't want them having to second guess what I would have wanted. I think that's the bit that really stayed with me. A will isn't just for you. In some ways, you're making things easier for people that you leave behind. So once I've done it, there was a genuine sense of relief. It was like, right, that's sorted. I know everything is in place and where I want it to be.
Was writing your will something that you'd spoken with your family about beforehand, Luke? Had you had conversations about your intentions?
Yeah, I felt that it was really important to have a conversation to express some of my personal wishes based around my funeral arrangements. I think that is, you know, incredibly important. As I have a strong belief in how I would like to be buried. So yes, I did have a chat with my close family, and they were quite well, you know, they were very welcome to the conversation.
Has it changed your perspective, would you say, Luke, knowing that things are taken care of now?
Oh, most definitely. My perspective is that I have peace of mind. The will has been written. And it's something that I don't need to think about anymore. My wishes are recorded, and I can just continue and enjoy my life.
Well, some people might be worried about the cost of writing their will. Can you recommend an affordable way to go about it?
Well, obviously, you know, costs can put people off, particularly at the moment. But there are free will writing services out there. So I'd definitely encourage people to look at those. You know, I used RNIB's free will writing service through the National Free Wills Network. For me, it meant I could actually sit down with a solicitor and talk through everything that was, you know, worrying me about writing a cost of a will, you know, because I have property and other assets. I wanted reinsurance, really, that everything will be done properly.
And where's the best place for people to start?
I'd probably say stop putting it off, because it's exactly what I did. You don't have to be old, and you don't have to be wealthy either. You know, I'm only 39 and hopefully got decades ahead of me. But none of us actually knows what's around the corner. You know, we insure our homes, our cars, even our phones and all sorts of things without really thinking about it. But something as important as a will can sit on the to-do list for years. You know, I've spent, you know, years working and building a life for myself. And it makes sense that I should spend a little bit of my time deciding on what eventually happens to everything I've worked for. You can change a will. What's right for me now might not be right for me in 10 or 20 years' time. So it's not set in stone. It is a living document. I think the hardest part is actually deciding to do it. But once you've made the appointment and you've started that conversation, it's really straightforward. So I've certainly did come away thinking, why did I leave it so long?
For more information on the National Free Wills Network, you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email giftsinwills@rnib.org.uk. Luke McDonald, RNIB Senior Support Experience Manager and proud owner of an up-to-date will. Thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.